BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's podcast. A very awkward innuendo bingo today with Towie's, Diags and Lauren Pope. I don't think anyone explained the rules to Lauren before, like you will get wet, but it made me laugh a lot because of that. More all-staff emails from the BBC that everyone gets sent, even the big bosses, and some from your offices that you've been sent as well. My ex-flatmate has the same voice as a celebrity, and Charlie Sloth brings his son with him to play Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, this is Scott Mills. Tuesday's all right, is it? I'll make it better with new Duke DeMont, I Got You. That's a big tune. Also, Fall Out Boy, My Songs Know What You Did. And Bruno Mars before 1:30. Hear that in Newsbeat. 2 million people worldwide do curling.
Really?
Really? That many?
I don't know. Maybe it's just something that's massive, like huge abroad.
I've never seen anyone curl abroad.
Do you not know a curler?
Right, does anyone listening know a curler? Because I'm sorry, I've never met one. I've never seen it apart from on the Olympics. And I've watched it extensively now on telly. I still don't get it.
No.
Just looks like they're cleaning.
It's, well, it is, isn't it? It's like extreme cleaning. On ice.
Yeah, cleaning on ice could be the new one to replace dancing on ice. What are they actually doing? Am I being stupid?
I said this the other day. I think it would be quite cool to have, you know, the dancey horsey one, the dressage.
Yeah, I love that as well.
I was trying to work out what they miss out on ice, which would be good. And I think the sort of the dancing horse. You know, the horse looks really camp.
Well, yeah, the really camp horse.
Yeah.
Thing is, after splash, I mean, that's taken from diving off the Olympics. I'm saying dressage needs to be the next thing on.
I'm not sure there'll ever be a celebrity curling.
Don't say that, because you know what'll happen.
But yeah, dressage on ice is definitely one, I think.
Today, on Innuendo Bingo, what are you having for lunch, by the way?
Why?
Just because I don't want to know what's going to be in your teeth when you start spitting over two people from the Anyways Essex.
I've just seen a text from someone who said that we should consider having a tuna sandwich before bingo today, but I think that's a step too far.
No, that's just unpleasant.
Yeah.
So what is it going to be?
Probably a chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, a nice bit of chicken in the water. That's good. So, Lauren Pope, lovely Lauren Pope, and also Diags, James Bunnewith, are going to be on today playing Innuendo Bingo. They're on their way, and it seems that they're quite looking forward to it by their Twitter, but not quite understanding the game.
Well, this is always my concern. Do you think they realise?
I don't know whether they know if they're going to get really, really wet. Because I think Diags has been saying, oh, I'm going to try and not spit. And that's not the idea at all. I mean, we say it's like you're supposed to hold the water in, but we all know that's really not true.
And I think today especially, I think I'm just in the mood for a wet one today.
I know, I am as well. So 1:45, let's make it a wet one. It's a three-way, which is always wetter anyway. Innuendo Bingo with Diags and Lauren Pope from the Anyways Essex. You can watch on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, wherever you can get the Radio 1 website. I'll tell you when to go online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Fall Out Boy, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark. BBC Radio 1.
I'm on fire!
Have you ever wanted to be a backing singer? Imagine being a backing singer on that track.
I'd love to be a backing singer in like a proper gospel choir.
I'm on fire. See, I don't have enough confidence, and I'm not that delusional to think that I could ever be a pop star, because I couldn't, which is probably where you and I differ, right?
Right.
Because you probably have thought about you could be a pop star.
Well, we've discussed it before.
Yeah, but you couldn't.
Well, that's not strictly
true,
is it?
No, you couldn't, though. This is another one of the things, oh, I could do that. You couldn't. You couldn't. You're not talented enough to do it
People always say, anything is possible.
But you couldn't do it. But you think you can do anything. See, I know my limits.
There was a time at one point where I was convinced I'd win a Brit Award by the next year.
Was that why you were on this show?
Yes, it was. Because do you remember we started off on my quest? I joined in a music video.
God.
Do you remember that?
Was that the one in the VIP?
Yeah. Yes.
The one where you wore the shades?
The one where you dressed me. Yeah. Anyway,
it
didn't really go anywhere from in the there VIP. On in.
No, but did you really, 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 really think that you would win a Brit Award?
I do believe in this idea that anything is possible.
Well, yeah, that's clear. I think we've learned that over the years, last couple of years. I only found out recently, you know, my granddad, my late granddad, my mum told me recently he always wanted to be a backing singer. And I never knew that about him. I was like, I cannot imagine my granddad as a backing singer.
You should pursue his dream.
I know. See, I could take over. I could make that a reality. He'd be really proud of me. Because there's no real pressure, is there? Like, you don't have to dance, because I can't. Like, you just kind of sway, click your fingers. And, like, the main artist does all the hard work.
Unless you're Justin Timberlake's backing dancer.
Oh, he's my favourite.
Who sings and dances, right?
Well,
does
in
he
a
sing
big
as
way.
Well,
do we know anything more about him? Because, like, we were going to try and, like, make him our show pet for a while. Do you remember? We wanted to kind of look after him and kind of take him in.
I'm more interested in meeting him than I am Justin Timberlake. That's how much we've become obsessed with this bloke.
If you've ever seen Justin Timberlake live, you'll know the guy I mean, the black guy who's is a big lad, and he's always... he's the most energetic backing dancer I've ever seen.
Yes.
I mean, he is just incredible. That's the kind of one I'd want to be, I think.
Well, listen, I'm unlike you. I will encourage you in this quest. If you genuinely want this to happen...
Don't
want to
be the main star. Just the backing...
The bridesmaid.
The bridesmaid, absolutely fine. No interest in being the bride. I mean, it's happened and it's worked for me for my entire career. And I, you know.
Yes.
So why not backing singing?
Right, I'm going to make this happen.
Okay,
I'm really
you.
Positive about this.
Okay, if you could make some calls. Eden Bracknell says, I love how you and Chris come up with all your ideas on air. Some people would script all that sort of thing, but it seems to just happen naturally for you.
Good point.
Not sure we come up with... Well, no, we just like to discuss them on air and see what you think. I'm going with that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we ready for a bit of Tuesday bingo?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Diags is ready.
Diags is ready.
Lauren Pope is running late.
Yeah, she's not here. She's in traffic. But we hope to bring you Innuendo Bingo at the normal time, because we've still got a few minutes yet. Also got some new cameras on today and they look lush. It's worth going online just to see how much better we look.
I like when you take pride in the equipment. It's like when we get new sheets. You get really excited about that.
Oh, I do. I love new sheets. Mm. Everyone loves new sheets for bingo. And like new cameras, it's just, I love a gadget, you know?
Right.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. We'll be turning the cameras on in 5 minutes. And if you can get to the Radio 1 website, even on your phone, I promise you, it's going to be a good one today. People are going to get absolutely soaked. It's two of the TOWIE cast, Diags and Lauren Pope. And Chris just seems to be really, really up for it today.
Do you know, it's like days like today, I really realise this game's escalated a lot. Do you know, with the setup that we now have, in the old days, we just used to record this on our phone.
We used to do it on our phone, and it used to be like just the littlest sip of water and an occasional dribble out of the mouth. And now... there are literally no prisoners. Mm. I mean, it's just ridiculous some days.
It's like a studio just for Innuendo Bingo now.
It's like TV now. It's really good.
Imagine this as a TV show.
Think about it. Think about it.
The new splash.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm. We'll talk about
this. They might need something to replace
it. Again,
this
is something we should talk about off air, really.
Yeah. Once again, we're doing all our ideas on air again. Let's have a planning meeting after the show and then this won't happen as often.
That would be good.
Actually, no, it's more fun like this. Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams, Get Lucky. This is Mills on BBC Radio 1 and it's almost time for Innuendo Bingo. James is here. Diags, hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
Yeah, really good. So this is the first time you have played on the bingo.
Yep, first time.
I know that Arj has done it before. Did he report back to you?
I hadn't actually spoke to him about it. I didn't realise there was going to be so much water involved.
Yeah, there is quite a lot of water. Have you seen any of the other videos?
I watched Gerard Butler do it.
Yeah.
So
he was good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So we're still waiting for Lauren. Do we think that she's bailed? Do you think she's realised that there's a lot of water involved?
And maybe... I don't think she does realise yet, so
right,
maybe...
Okay.
Well, that's going to be a lovely surprise.
It is. It's going to be a nice, lovely surprise. And apparently she's got some fashion thing to go to afterwards, so, yeah, good.
We'll concentrate on her then.
Yeah. So we're going to do it in a minute. We're just waiting for Lauren Pope, and then we'll do TOWIE, Innuendo Bingo, and then we'll turn on the cameras at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Apparently Lauren's in the lift, so we'll do it next.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website, maybe you're on your phone watching, have a little lunch break at the moment, maybe you're at your desk watching, let us know, 81199. Lauren's here. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren Pope and Diags. That's all right, playing Innuendo Bingo. Bit of traffic, love.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm here now.
You're here now?
Yeah.
So, we're going to play Innuendo Bingo. This is the first time either of you have been on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who have we had from Towie before? I know we've had Arge.
We've had Arge and
Mark Wright.
A few people
back in the day.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark played it a couple of times, I think, as well. So the idea is simple. For people watching on the website and listening on the radio, they'll know this already. What you do is put water in your mouth. You will hear a clip from TV or radio, which our listeners send in, which might have a different meaning and sound a bit rude. Obviously, if the clip you find funny, the water may spill out of your mouth. That's the general idea of innuendo bingo. So, I mean, there's a bin there. You can use that if you want, or each other.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, you know?
That bin's a bit rusty.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's horrible because it's, like, we've been playing it for
a couple of years.
It's
well overused.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So, Lauren, where have you got to go after this?
I've got to go to Fashion Week, so can we avoid water, like, here upwards?
Yeah. No, we'll okay. see. Right, so, here we go. Diags and Lauren Pope on bingo. Watch online. Ready on website. Here we go. So, fill your mouths with water, please. And first we go to BBC Three's Snog, Marry and Avoid. And I think this woman is a little bit worried. Her look is, I don't know, just too 70s.
Do you think men would like this look?
They might think that's too powerful on a woman.
Do you like a big bush on a woman?
Not really, no.
And we're off.
Well held.
Yeah, very well held there by the Towie crew.
Really bad at this game.
Do you like a big bush on a woman?
He does it twice a week, yeah.
Do you like a big bush on a woman?
Apparently she was trying out some foliage for a camouflage outfit. Thank you to Danny in Bristol for that one. And we're off. Okay, let's get into an early classic from BBC Radio 4. Ready, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been paid a visit by a very unusual man.
He came into the studio with his juggling balls, which he introduced to us as George, Oliver, Penelope, Yolinda, Greg and William. Well, do you not name your balls? I have names for mine.
Small wee there from Chris.
Oh my God, Diags!
Where did that go, Lauren?
He's choking.
Do you not name your balls?
That's your names for mine. I'm so sorry.
Splash on the legs.
That was like projectile.
It's a small kind of Victorian splash on the leg so far.
Do you know what? It's all right to let it go. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed.
I think it just came out your nose a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Nice.
Wrong eye.
And now, over to Friday's Jamie Oliver show on Channel 4. And Jamie has the good fortune to meet this delightful lady called Anne. Here we go.
I have to say, these look incredibly beautiful.
Anne's clanger is delicious.
Oh, wow.
Straight in the face.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, that was nice.
That was,
I have a glass of water.
Of course you can.
Yeah. Anne's clanger is delicious.
There we are. Right. Jamie Oliver there. Clanger, if you didn't know, is a type of pasty. Like the growler, of course, also a pasty. Okay, moving on. More water, please. Thanks to Matt, by the way, who emailed that to me along with many others. Points all round. Thank you. Okay, Winter Olympics now. And we've had a lot of emails about the Olympics as well. Keep them coming in, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So over to the skiing. And here's Jason Mohammed asking a question about a spectacular sight on the show.
And obviously he won that very big race in Norway. How proud were you seeing him smash the Norwegians in their own backyard?
We were extremely pleased to see it.
It's a battle between Diags and Chris right now, with Lauren kind of getting the fallout. You all right, Lauren?
I'm all right. I've just got a bit of splash on my feet. But
yeah,
all right.
That happened.
Smash the Norwegians in their own backyard.
Yeah.
Okay, more water, please.
Right, then.
Matt in Hertfordshire is loving Diags on Innuendo Bingo while doing physics revision. Phil is watching on his lunch break. Connor from Northern Ireland is sat there on his phone watching in his car. Over to Saturday Kitchen now. Now, I can't say I've ever had this with a meal myself. Anybody else?
So, we obviously need some wine to get over that. So, what have I got here? We've got a Semillon. It's Tesco's finest.
Oh, my God!
Oh dear.
We've got a Semillon.
There we are. That's Matt emailing that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Where's it mostly wet for you guys at the moment?
Pretty much all over my face, hair, right. Body.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got a semi on.
There we are. I think there's a wine.
Who got me then? You or you?
I think it was mainly me.
Oh, you sabotage.
Oh. Okay, then. Here we go. More water, please.
We're on.
So now a classic from Channel 4. And it's the auction show, Four Rooms. And this show really lets you do things you never thought you'd get a chance to try before.
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today we brought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermic Andean condor. It was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty wet in here right now.
It was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Okay, now...
Lauren, I think you're blinded me.
Yeah, of course you.
Thank you.
Oh, what a gentleman Diags is. Look, he's giving Lauren his jumper there, his little hoodie. Just to...
That's what we do.
Mop her brow. Yep, that's... Okay, now over to Radio 2. Radio 2 at the weekend. And it's the Lisa Tarbuck Show. Now, Lisa Tarbuck's grandmother sounds like she was a right laugh. Listen to this. Got your water there? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I'm sitting in my onesie knitting. I only learnt 3 weeks ago. You see, I'd like to be able to do that crochet where you put, you know, the squares. My grandmother was, who's funny enough, was called Fanny. Fanny Carpet.
That was not her granny's name, sorry.
No, why? Who names their granny that?
Oh, no, you don't.
Fanny Carpet.
Yeah. Thank you to Hattie and Lester for spotting that one.
I've got makeup all over your top.
Fanny Carpet.
Okay, now back to the Winter Olympics. As we can take more water, please. And at the curling.
How long does this game go on for?
Oh, not long now. Still got time for fashion, it's all good. Now at the curling, this commentator surely has some very wise words to share with us. Listen carefully.
It's a difficult shot to play, that.
Yeah, very difficult shot. And lots of people do it in different ways. Some come across the face.
I hate you!
Lauren's just cowering. Anything goes in the curling?
Some come across the face.
Thank you, Peter in Southampton, for that one. And let's end with an absolute classic.
Wait.
Go on, Lauren.
Come on, Lauren, I deserve it, it's fine.
Now, they really do take all sorts of phone calls on Radio 2. Jeremy Vine here, talking to a woman because she owns a male chicken with a girl's name. Chris. Chris has got a little wee on because he's heard it before. Okay, so listen carefully to this. Jeremy Vine on Radio 2.
What is his name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, yes. There is a reason for it, though.
Well, now I'm trying to work out if I should ask the reason or ask about the earring.
No, it's actually quite simple. The school incubated some eggs and they named all the chicks after some teachers. So we have Sarah, Mary and Adam. And Mary and Adam are turned out to be girls and Sarah turned out to be a cock.
Oh. Wow.
Sarah turned out to be a cock. Well, wait.
That was Tuesday's TOWIE innuendo bingo. Lauren, are you all right?
Yeah, a little bit soaked.
Fashion week.
Yay. Fashion week, yeah.
No fashion right now.
It's new.
Thank you, Diags, as well. And don't forget, new series of TOWIE is on Sunday night, series 11. Yep. Thank you, guys. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1, some people are saying that we need to start disqualifying people if they don't play innuendo bingo correctly.
To be honest, they don't have much of a choice if I decide that they're going to get involved. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not so much necessarily them holding back, because the second it ends up on them... I don't know. I didn't sense happy vibes with that.
No. It was one of the more awkward ones.
Know what we should do? Some days we should leave the mics on and that when it all finished. Do you know what I mean? Leave the cameras on when the game's finished and goodbyes are said.
Yeah, because that's the most awkward bit.
I do feel for her a little bit, though, because she has got to go off and do an event. I understand that. But
yeah,
think...
sure. But also, I'm saying that, like, some of the biggest stars, Will Ferrell and Gerard Butler have played in Innuendo Bingo, so get wet. Like, you knew exactly what you were coming in to do.
Well, she did get wet.
Yeah, she certainly did, but didn't want to. Like, a lot of people saying, you're not meant to shield yourself, so disqualify her. It's a bit late, she's gone now. I mean, they were lovely, but, like, you know, play the game. Mm. That's what you're here to do.
But Diags as well, great player. I've got to say, he's got talent.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, I've seen that as well, yeah. Right, so Diddy Dirty Money and Coming Home. And this is Scott Mills. It's 2:15. Now, who heard earlier the cover of Clean Bandit, which also contained a bit of Wicked Games by The Weeknd, from the 1975? Their fans were absolutely loving this. Social media was going crazy for it.
Their covers are the one. I remember they did One Direction before, didn't they?
Yeah.
They really do the live lounge properly.
Yeah. They take it very seriously, in a good way. Mm. Not like in a Lauren Pope way. I mean, like they actually enjoy it. Mm. So here is the 1975 and Rather Be / Wicked Games from Fern's Live Lounge earlier. That is the 1975. That would be perfect for a lie down, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Aaron's been on sound saying this sounds like late night programming on Dave.
No, I love this. Yeah. Do you know what? It's the sax.
Yeah, I love sax. There's not enough sax.
That immediately makes it, you know, lie down music.
So that is the 1975 Rather Be Wicked Games. I mean, it's sending some people off to sleep. You know when you get that kind of mid-afternoon lull? Not lol, lol, where you just feel a bit tired. Like, if I had a pillow now, I probably could, like, manage a bit of a nap.
I don't know, it's made me feel a bit more...
Aroused.
Classy. Well, no, it's definitely stirred something inside
right.
me, but I don't
okay.
think it's that.
Not that, no. But you feel classy now.
I feel smooth.
Yeah. That was good. The 1975 in the live lounge. Hey, listen, my group of mates have just found out something about my ex-flatmate. Do you remember Fraser? He used to live with him.
Yeah.
And then
she took him.
Married now. They live down the road. He has a celebrity voice double.
Does he?
I reckon a lot of people will have been through this. Either you, yourself, or with a mate. Your voice sounds really like a famous's. And we've only just realised this the other day when I was watching TV.
But the thing is, your impression of your ex-flatmate...
Hello!
But that's not really what he sounds like. That's when you're doing an impression... That's a bit like when someone does a really, really cheesy DJ voice as an impression of you.
I mean, obviously, I don't sound like that.
No, but it's like if someone asks me to do an impression of Scott...
No. Rewind.
I'll be like, good morning, is the breakfast show in? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't do the breakfast show.
Well, no, if you did.
No. I don't sound like that. I mean, I guess he doesn't sound like, hello.
No, he doesn't.
No. But you know who he does sound like? Celebrity voice double. He sounds like Tom Daley.
Does he?
Think about it. So I've got some clips from when we did My Flatmate the Comedian back in the day when we made him do stand-up comedy. Well, he kind of wanted to. Listen to this. Here's Tom.
What happened was I was still on the end of the board and there was some flash photography. Thought to ignore it. But as soon as I took off, it felt like the whole stadium just literally flashed in my face.
And here's the flatmate.
Through the medium of showing hands, who here's been cheated on?
It's the same.
Hi, everyone. Same. We're at the second week of Splash now. Currently at some rehearsals. It's going really well.
That's Tom.
So I've spent pretty much all day thinking about how to get revenge, right? And being a comedian, you think, I've got quite a creative mind. I'm going to come up with something brilliant, right?
Celebrity voice double.
If I had to choose between having bacon for feet and sausages as hands or fingers,
Tom,
then I would definitely have to choose sausage fingers.
And my flatmate.
Now, after that, you would think that I was pretty upset. And I really
it's Tom Daley voice sound alike.
It is
right? Until my flatmate came home and he said, you're not going to believe this. Your week of gigs on my show has been nominated for an award.
What happened was I was still on the end of the board and there was some flash photography.
It's very similar.
It
now,
is, isn't it?
Yeah. And we've only just noticed this. I mean, maybe it was when I was watching the final of Splash the other day that I was like, he sounds really like you.
But not very similar in person.
Well, no, there are similarities.
There are certain traits.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got a celebrity voice double, haven't they?
I don't know, because
I'd probably say the medium
brilliant.
Skin tone as well.
Sophie, but that is actually you, as we know.
It's not actually me.
But I'd be quite interested to know, on 8 double 1 double 9, do you really sound like somebody famous, your celebrity voice double.
I mean, we're getting a couple in at the moment. Liam's just tweeted saying that Skrillex sounds like Jonah Hill. I think I need to
test this. Check that out immediately. Right, this is not to be confused with impressions. Everyone can do impressions. I mean, like, it's an excuse to bust out my white D from Benefit Street again, isn't it?
Over the moon. Did you see you on TV last night during a debate?
No.
I think this is the thing that might be slightly making my throat sound a bit weird.
So you don't want
the moon.
You don't want people doing what you're doing now, and it's people who naturally sound like other people.
This is not, can you do an impression? It's, do you sound like a famous? Kevin's been on, originally from Inverness, now lives in London. Sounds like Nick Grimshaw, say his friends, but only seems to be Nick Grimshaw's slightly excited voice.
Right.
Like when he's like, oh, sick.
Obsessed.
Right, that one. Not any other time. We've got a Nadine from Girls Aloud. And we are researching at the moment that Jonah Hill sounds exactly like Skrillex. BBC Radio 1 just put the picture on my Twitter, and I know you have as well, Chris, of today's group photo from Innuendo Bingo with Diags and Lauren Pope.
I think it sums everything up brilliantly.
Looking at it now, it does look really awkward. I mean, I'd go so far to say she looks angry with a wet fringe. That one? Yeah, it's on our Twitter at the moment. Alesso and One Republic, If I Lose Myself. I mean, that picture totally sums up what the atmosphere was like in the studio.
It captures a moment.
It really does. Hey, we're talking about, does your voice sound like a celeb? So this is not you doing an impression. This is just your voice sounds like somebody famous. Like my ex-flatmate does sound like Tom Daley. That's his celebrity voice, like we've just noticed it the other week. Our listener Kenny's been on. He sent us this YouTube video that's been going around to note the remarkable likeness between Jonah Hill off of films and Skrillex voice. Here's Jonah.
Everyone rolls their eyes because you go like, another one of these.
Here's Skrillex.
I wasn't going to raves. It wasn't until Daft Punk and Justice where I really understood like dance floor music. And
same.
It wasn't until Archangel where I really understood dubstep.
Here's Jonah.
When I was a little kid, I kind of had this problem. And it's not even that big of a deal.
And Skrillex.
I mean, I had this harmonica when I was 2 years old.
Same person.
Like, I always played it. It was always in my mouth.
That's weird because that's two famouses that sound like each other.
Yeah.
That's even better. If you sound like a famous, 81199. Not you doing an impression, your everyday voice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so it's Charlie Slough Day, Fat Tuesday, on Real or No Real.
Yes.
And that's going to be at 3:40. He wasn't very well last week, was he?
He wasn't. So who did we get in for Fat Tuesday last week? We're not connected, I mean. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
Oh, it seems like I'm not the only person really putting my foot in things today, does it? It was Rihanna off films, actually.
That's not
right. Yeah, well.
Do you want to say what?
I've had a really bad case of mistaken identity. It was really bad.
It's really embarrassing.
Really embarrassing. You know, like occasionally things happen to you in life, which are really embarrassing.
I don't know if you can even explain it.
No, I can't explain it. But it's like, imagine, listeners, you know when you get a really bad case of mistaken identity? That's just happened. I have now literally, I just want the floor to open up and swallow me whole. It's such a bad situation. I'm pretending it hasn't happened. I'm pretending it hasn't happened.
Just before you said what you were about to say, I was there going, Scott, no.
Don't say it. Don't say
what you're about to
do. It was slow motion because I didn't.
Okay,
mistaken identity. So I'm sorry to that girl that just came in.
I know. I love
I'm all over the place today.
You find it easier to apologise knowing that she's now left. And you can do this through a microphone.
Easier to do on the air to the nation than it is to do in person.
But I can assure the nation, sitting in here, it was one of the most awkward things that I've ever been involved in my time at Radio 1.
Literally the cringiest thing I've ever done.
All Scott's fault, not mine. But
absolutely awful. I feel a bit sick. Just need to go back to bed today. I'm just having one of those days.
It's fine, because we're safe in this room.
I know. Can you lock the door, please?
Well, no, I'm not going to lock the person out now.
It's just, like, I hate conversation. And
do you know what's? Because she's going to have to come back at some point, Scott.
Let me explain.
Now we're talking about it on the radio, it makes more of a thing. We shouldn't have said anything.
I'm so sorry to that person. Like, there's somebody who works here who I've worked with before who looks very like somebody else who also works here. And I just went to launch into a full conversation when they walked in with the second person, thinking that it was the first person that I just talked about who I've worked with before. And it just went awfully bad.
It's one of those, though. You know, everyone's done it.
Yeah, everyone's done it. But then
when I realised what I'd done and it wasn't the right person I was having the conversation with, instead of going, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know what to do because I hate confrontation and I can't do it. So I just turned the music up in the studio.
And in a bizarre
so
move,
rude.
Took your phone out and pretended to be on the phone.
Then I just did, well, yeah, that's my other default, pretend to be on the phone. I can't apologise enough.
BBC Radio 1.
Oof. Okay, let's bring it back. Zane Lowe tonight, 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Hottest record was from My Chemical Romance, which we just played. That was last night. Tonight, Ellie Ingram provides Hottest Record with Zane. Brand new music. It's a great show. Real high energy. Loads of you getting involved. And the best, best new music anywhere. 7 o'clock tonight with Zane. Yes, one of my favourite shows. BBC 3. 9 o'clock.
Do you know what? I listened to the whole of his show yesterday, and the thing is about Zane, he proper earns his money. No disrespect. Like, every song...
Oi!
He's like... He's so passionate about what he's doing. He's proper, like, in the mix.
I know, yeah. Right, and, I can do that.
Wow. No one does it like
Zane.
Gotta
be really fast. Really, really, really fast. Really fast. Really fast. Really fast.
I've been infected.
Like that.
He's such a legend.
Yeah, I know. He is really good. Legendary broadcaster. One of my faves. Say hello. 7 o'clock. Back to the best TV show at the moment on BBC Three, 9 o'clock. Son, Sex and Suspicious Parents, Thailand. Can't believe you haven't checked this out.
I have. I watched. I haven't told you. I've caught up on one. Brilliant, brilliant.
There was one that last week that wasn't the best. Oh,
that must have been the one I saw.
Oh, because they were all a bit like, oh, we went to bed early.
Right. Yes, you're right. And that's the one I saw. And the ones where the blokes... He really looked out for his friends.
Yeah.
Remember?
I mean,
like they were on the beach and things were looking dodgy. It was.
Don't get me wrong, it's great that they did that, but that was one of the quieter ones.
Right, okay.
So tonight, another unsuspecting duo head for the holiday of a lifetime in Thailand. Obviously, they don't know that their parents are going to be on the next plane out to Thailand. So this is two 20-year-olds tonight who head to Koh Samui, home of the famous full moon party. Oh, tonight,
God. I've
tonight.
Heard amazing things about that. I've never. Have you been to that?
Yeah.
Right, I've never been. I've heard stories.
Yep. So, tonight's thing, tonight's show involves, and remember, the parents see the videos of this, mojitos, Thai massage, and a wet t-shirt competition. Think about your parents witnessing you on holiday when you don't know about it with your mates. And the possible drama that brings. That's Son, Sex and Suspicious Parents, Thailand tonight, 9 o'clock. And you've got UKG with Cameo with a bump and flex. And that is one extra 10 p.m. tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we liked this yesterday. We were reading out some of the emails that get sent to all of the staff here at BBC Radio 1 and One Extra. And I don't know about you, but I think, like, on an all-staff email, it should be, you know, how well the company is doing, important news about the company. And obviously, you know, problems and mistakes that could cost the company thousands of pounds, which you want to avoid, that kind of thing. Important information should only ever be sent on an all-staffer, I think.
I always think it should be quite formal as well.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because this is going to the heads of the company...
I've always been too scared to send an all-staff email, and I've been here a while. I just don't fancy it.
Do you know what? I'm scared. You know, I'd be too scared to write an email that would potentially be going to our bosses here.
Yeah. But some people, when we confronted them after the show yesterday, including Matt Fincham, quite proud of their all-staff emails that they sent about their missing cereal, which they were accusing people of nicking from the office and then they found at home. Remember that? He found a box of cereal, that was the subject matter, and that it had gone missing from the office. He was about to go through the CCTV cameras and then realise he'd left it at home. Very proud of his email. So, you lot sent us some as well, some emails that have been sent to all staff about subjects that really don't matter. Like this one, thanks for sending these in.
To all staff, subject, today's fire alarm. Dear all, today's fire alarm was triggered on the third floor by a toaster left unattended in the kitchen. As a result, we have removed all toasters permanently. Kind regards, Mike.
Really important, that.
Gutted. To be fair, I was a bit gutted about that one.
What, no toast anymore?
No toasters anymore.
We've got a toaster here.
What do you mean?
Can we toast if we want?
Can we toast if we want? I don't know if we can toast. I don't think we can.
Oh. See, I think we should be able to. That's annoying me now. But I didn't even know before. So, like,
someone on the third floor.
Ignorance is bliss.
Do you know what I mean? They've burned something, it's all off.
All the toasters are off as a punishment. It's like at school. Well, one person's done it and now you're all going to suffer. Next.
Subject to the users of the ASF kitchen. Oh. Hi. If you're a user of the kitchen now department, I would like to invite you to take part in a brilliant, fantastic activity there. Washing up your dirty cups.
Okay, I like
this. This is a brilliant exercise which will make you a better person.
I like
this. In the surprisingly short time it takes, you can relax your mind while feeling the warm and gentle splish splash of the running water.
Okay, what's happening here?
I use it as an opportunity to count my blessings.
What she's doing is she's trying to make it a joke, but you can hear the anger coming through, can't you? Do you know what I mean?
It's just like anger marinated in sarcasm.
Passive, passive aggressive, but like, you know what we say? Do not ever email in anger. It doesn't work out for you.
Even when you're trying not to be angry. Yeah. It's just, also the tone of it, it's just, do you know what I mean? If you're going to send an email angry about the state of the kitchen, just make it simple as.
Oh, hang on, more toast.
To all staff. Subject, read today's fire alarm. Dear Wonderman employees, regrettably I have succumbed to my previous addiction and things got out of hand in the kitchen. I am a toastaholic. Yes, that's right.
Oh God.
I have a toast problem. I know many people have been affected by my poor decisions, which resulted in the removal of the kitchen toaster.
All staff.
I would like to apologise to all who have suffered, but I don't regret it. I have been toast-free for 3 days,
oh God.
And I am happy.
Seriously.
God bless and good night.
Okay,
Sarah.
You've sent that to the whole of the building, including the bosses. Oh, God. Oh, no, here's another one.
Two, all support staff, all teaching staff. Subject, canteen. Oh. Queue jumping.
Oh, the canteen.
Dear all, it has come to light that some members of staff are queue jumping in the canteen at break or lunchtimes. If you are one of the offenders, can you please be mindful of students who have been queuing for some time and wait your turn? If you wish to discuss further, please call me. Many thanks for your support. Tony.
Oh, God.
Just, I don't know, queue jumping on the all staff.
Thanks for all these. I'm literally getting hundreds of these coming to my email now from people going, don't mention my company, but here's one we got sent recently. Here's another Access All Areas one from here at BBC Broadcasting House. Listen to this one.
Two. Radio 2, all teams. Subject, missing item. Sorry for the all-staffer, but a white porcelain plate belonging to the Archbishop of York was mistakenly placed in the third floor kitchen this morning and is no longer there. Can you please return it to myself or Lisa? Thanks. P.S. This is not a joke. P.P.S. Please don't forward this to Scott Mills.
Oh. Do you think the Archbishop of York has called up? Hello? I left a plate there earlier. I love these. Keep them coming, please. Example.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And this is that time every week, every Tuesday, 3:40, where I get that familiar smell. Not of bacon, but of that amazing, really R&B aftershave that he wears.
Here he is.
Douses himself in it. Whoa, it's Charlie Sloth.
Hey!
Charlie Sloth. And today he's brought Mini Sloth
with him.
He comes
bearing child.
Yep, I've come with my son. Say hello, Harry.
Hello.
Oh my God, this might be the cutest thing ever.
Yep.
Because Mini Sloth, hi Harry, look at his smile, that's you, is dressed exactly like his dad.
Yeah. Really?
He's got a snapback on backwards. Yours is on frontwards, but apart from that, same. And also, you're clearly dressing him, Charlie, because he's got the same kind of coat on.
Yeah.
Do you take a lot of style tips from your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Harry, do you not do the same noises as your dad? Can you go,
whoa! What did you say, Harry?
Big
man
ting?
Yeah.
Big man ting, see? This is amazing.
Can you do that one, Harry? Go on, then.
Oh, this is good. This is what we need, you see? Younger DJs, that's what we need. Yeah, absolutely.
Sign him up.
Do you know when I came into the building, the first thing you wanted to see was you, Scott.
Why?
Because he listens to you on a regular basis. Oh, him, yeah. Him and his mum.
It's me now. Hello.
Say hello.
Oh, this is so great. Okay, so is he going to be a big feature on your show today?
He is, yeah.
One extra, 4 p.m.
Yeah, training them up nice and early.
They're getting getting younger, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like the listeners, DJs are now getting younger.
Yep.
Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. This is so good to see Harry just sat there on your knee.
Yeah.
Like, it's you. You're going to be him in how many years?
21 years.
Is that the plan? To
in
keep
21
the
years.
Keep like a throne. Do you know what I mean?
He's already got his DJ decks.
Aye.
So train him up early.
Train him
well.
He might
be the coolest kid ever.
Plays the drums.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Big man ting.
Big man ting.
Small man ting. Okay, so it is time for Real or No Real with Charlie. And here is your first fact. But is it real or no real?
At the 2001 Brit Awards, the winner of Best British Newcomer was decided by Radio 1 listeners. Even though Craig David and Coldplay were nominated, Radio 1 fans gave the award to A1.
Now, that deserves a who?
But they're back on. Sorry, it's how Harry didn't mean to scare you.
Just have to who A1.
Yeah.
Who are A1?
Who? They were a band off of the late 90s, early 2000s.
And they named themselves after a piece of paper.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they were big. I used to interview them a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Ben, the lead singer, had like big curtains.
Oh, wow.
Curtains, and on his head, in hair. And also, they are now on The Big Reunion on ITV2. Here's a reminder of what they sounded like. Take your headphones off, Harry.
Headphones off.
He's laughing that.
He's like,
oh gosh,
this is not my music, cuz.
This is not for me, Dad.
Put your headphones back on.
Put them back on.
Oh my gosh, is it that bad, Harry? Was that rubbish? Yeah. Was that good or bad?
Bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Really
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. But they're back on The Big Reunion. They were massively famous at the time. Also, let's remind ourselves of Coldplay if anybody doesn't know what their work was. Yeah, we know that. So, comparing and contrasting there between Coldplay and A1, did the Radio 1 listeners choose A1, not Coldplay?
I mean, it's quite incredible if that's the case, because, I mean, Coldplay did become one of the, one of the greatest bands ever, ever.
But, like all boy bands, A1 had a huge, huge amount of fan base.
Did they actually?
Yes,
though?
They really did. Yeah.
Right.
Fact.
And you were a big fan?
No. I thought they were all right at the time. I've always been a bit of a pop boy, haven't I? But but like, they would literally get mobbed everywhere.
And the Radio 1 listeners clearly did. What are you saying, Charlie? Real or no real?
I can see this being real. I don't know why. I can see it being real.
I just think it's too strong a competition with Craig David and Coldplay. I'm going to go no real.
Yeah, but you have to say that like boy bands at the time are massive and then it goes.
Yeah.
Coldplay and was probably just like starting out then, so not as big, like not the Coldplay you think of now.
Mm. Sorry, for admin reasons here, are you and Harry a team?
We're a team. So are we saying real or no real? We're going to say real, yeah?
Say real.
Yeah, say real. You say it then.
Real.
Okay.
Real.
And Chris?
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. High five, Harry. You've got 10 points.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, cuz.
And small mounting. And next.
Florence Welch uses one of her Brit Awards as a kitchen roll holder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can imagine this. I mean, you've won quite a few awards, haven't you, Charlie?
I have,
Do you use them for any kind of functional reason or
practical No, not really. I'm more of a show off of mine. I've got a lovely big glass cabinet where they're all placed in. So when people walk into the house, they're like, oh, there's someone's quite successful in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet they're. As soon as you go in the house, I bet they're really
that's
on show.
That's the first thing you see.
Yes,
cuz. I've got a few Banksy pictures.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Originals?
Prints, but original prints.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You put your awards in the toilet, not literally, like around the. You'd sort of display them in there, don't you?
Yeah, the ones that I've managed to keep hold of. Yeah.
Really?
Well, often of a night, when I win them back in the day, I would lose them. So the ones I've got still, yes, they are mostly in the toilets.
I can see it being a good loo roll holder, though, because it is in a kind of convenient shape for that. So I'm going to say real.
What are we saying, has real or no real? What do you reckon?
Real.
Saying real?
Let's go for real. Yeah.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are right to go real, Harry. Can I ask, Harry? Does Harry only wear his trainers once as well?
No.
All right. No. That'll come. Also, everyone's going, can you get Harry to hoo somebody? Harry, just go, hoo! Amazing. And again.
Do it one more time.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're teaching him well, aren't we? This is so good. And next.
The 1994 Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music was presented to Elton John by a bald eagle, which flew the trophy onto the stage between its talons.
That's ridiculous.
Did you say who? Eagles?
I think whatever talons are, I've never heard of them.
Well, that's their little claws.
Can you see this happening, Charlie? It's quite extravagant.
Harry, you need to do a who.
Do another who.
Talons, yeah. Who?
Yeah. Your hoos are quite like Nick Grimshaw, Harry. Yeah, they're quite sort of...
Yeah. Okay, so did that happen with Elton John?
A bald eagle, which... Yeah,
bald eagle's really bald.
I don't know.
Are they really, like, bald? Like, they've got, like, a little Homer Simpson side hair swag going on.
Possibly.
I've no idea what you're talking
about. I don't think they would use birds in the Brit Awards. There's too many reasons why that would go wrong.
Mm.
You've got people like yourself in the crowd there. They have a couple of drinks. You know what I mean? They see a bird go over. They can do everything they can to take that thing down.
That is true. And back in the day, it would have been me that would have tried to do that.
Everything at the Brits has to be planned around the idea that there are going to be sort of drunken famouses in the room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's a hard thing to plan for.
Oh my gosh, the Brits this week, ain't it? I forgot.
It's tomorrow. Cause...
So it's a year since we had that experience of us... In and out of the Brits, and you getting stampeded, rushed by millions of women.
I was bum rushed by some females.
Quite a lot of females.
Outside the O2 last year.
Oh, gosh, that time was flung.
Are you going this year?
No, yeah.
Oh, rubbish. Yeah.
I didn't get invited.
All right.
Charlie Sloth has not been invited to the Brits. That's a disgrace.
I got invited by a couple of record labels.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Not Beyonce, no?
No, it's not the same.
But we're all really excited for the Brits this year.
Are we?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, very much so.
So am I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Watch it on telly. It's better.
Yeah.
Real? No real?
What are you saying?
I'm going to say no real.
I'll say real. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Harry.
No real. Thanks for that, Harry.
Yeah. That's the Elton John fact, if anyone remembers that.
That one is no real.
Okay. Thought so. And finally, on today's... Charlie, do you call your son Cuz?
Yeah.
All right. That's confusing for him. Cuz.
Whoa. Can you do that one, Harry?
Yep. Is this what you teach him at home? You're there going, go on, Harry.
It's like radio school.
No.
Radio school.
He goes to a very expensive school, actually.
Yeah. And finally,
after the 2012 Brit Awards, a photograph emerged showing Scott Mills getting off with a representative of girl band Stussy.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to say, I know this as well, so it's real. And it was...
Is it, though?
Well, it...
Yeah, and he's got the jacket to prove it.
It was a weird dream.
Both of you got the jacket, so did you do a lip-sync thing with Stussy as well?
I didn't do a lip-sync thing with Stussy. But it was quite an eventful night, that one. Do you remember you on a boat there with Stussy?
Yeah.
And there was that lovely lady that's a friend of ours who you got very friendly with.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I was surprised, actually.
Why surprised? I've known it for a long time.
Who are we talking about?
It's just my friend Jane.
Jane who?
Jane. That'll do.
So, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
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 Yeah. Oh, thanks, Harry. I know, Harry. And that's the thing. My reaction is no real, but I know it's real. I'm sorry. It is real, this.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but it wasn't. Okay, so what's happened here is Chinese whispers.
You did get off with her.
No, but I didn't. Did the fact say it was one of Stussy?
I saw.
A representative of girl band Stussy.
A representative.
Oh, okay, yes, that's true. Real.
I was watching.
Yeah, lips and ting.
Lips and ting.
He did, he had a lips and ting.
I'm looking at the scores as well. We got all of them right.
You didn't, though.
No, we did, because we said right. No real.
I'm not
going to
argue with Harry. Yeah, I'm not going
to
argue with two of you.
And I just want to say thanks to the producers of your show who have left the answers for real or no real on the screen.
Oh,
which
means
that I've got four out of four. And Harry, we're the winner's curse! Yeah! Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes, to the high five.
Can I request, can you do Big Man Ting one more time?
Big Man Ting.
Yes. Just go, whoa!
Whoa!
Okay, good. So you're going to be out of a job, curse.
It's going to be amazing today.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Sloth and Harry, thank you.
Big Man Ting.
Big man ting.
Small man ting. And Charlie's on one extra at 4. Greg James is here at 4. That was what happened on Tuesday's show. Tomorrow we'll be calling back some of these people that think they have the same voice as a celebrity. But will they actually? From 1 tomorrow, or get the podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.